Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. I am sitting in the studio in San Diego, California, and our guest is in San Antonio, California. Her name is Ana Quesada, and this woman is amazing. She is currently completing her master's degree in communication. She has been on quite a journey for non-conforming entrepreneurs, and she has currently launched Christian Women's Small Business Association. And she can be reached at Anna, A-N-N-A, at CWSBA.com, Christian Women's Small Business Association. She's reaching over 35,000 women online. And so we're going to hear about her testimony and her story and her advice to women entrepreneurs. So welcome, welcome, Anna.
Thank you so much, Lori Beth. I am just so honored to be here because I'm such a fan of yours. I've been following you for years and just you're so inspiring. I remember years ago, before I even started my first business, reading through one of your books, and it touched my life so much. I remember thinking, Lord, when I grow up, I want to be just like Lori Beth.
Well, you are a phenomenon in your own right. And how did you get the idea? And I understand from our pre-show conversation that you had a baby. So you're a mom as well as an entrepreneur.
Yes, I am. Oh, how did I get the idea for CWSBA? Hello?
Anna?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry, we got disconnected. We had technical difficulties there. So let's just pick up and tell us how you got the idea for Christian Women's Small Business Association.
Oh, well, I'm excited that you asked because next month we'll be celebrating our 5-year anniversary. So that's so exciting for us. And the funny thing about it is I can still remember our first meeting. I started a website, and I invited every Christian businesswoman that I know, and I said, come and meet with me, and we're going to have a great time. Well, only two women showed up, and we met in a tiny office, and we talked business, and we talked about what this group could be, but the most important thing that happened is that God showed up that day, and even though it wasn't as grand as I had envisioned, God said, hey, just stick with it, and I have a good plan for this. And there were so many times along the way that I said, whoa, no one's showing up. This may not be worth it. Maybe I didn't hear God right. But no, he just said, stick with it. And here we are 5 years later with, like you said, 35,000 women following online. So it's just a miracle.
And I love that, how only two showed up. And then there were periods when no one showed up. And I think that it's important for entrepreneurs and spiritualpreneurs to remember that God does not despise the little things. He created the mustard seed, and Jesus talked about the mustard seed and having faith that it would grow into a big tree. And so there's many times when you have an idea and then it looks like the exact opposite is happening, and you just have to stay the course. So you had two people show up, and then what happened?
Two people showed up, and I still kept planning my meetings and kept inviting people. And then God just did his thing, and people just started joining and kept joining and kept joining. And here I was thinking, well, this isn't what I expected either. I didn't realize it was going to be this big. And so then, you know, the enemy steps in, and he starts to tell you, who are you to be doing this? And you're not qualified. And the awesome thing about that is God was telling me, you are definitely not qualified, but I'm more than qualified. I'm more than what you need. And this isn't about you. This is about me. And so he really, really dealt with my heart, teaching me that it's not about me at all. It had nothing to do with me. I just happened to be there and just kind of went along for the ride with God. But he's the one.
You showed up. So when women click online, what do they get?
Right now on Twitter, and it's so funny because Twitter's not a job, you know, but I take it so seriously because I take it seriously because I feel like it's an outlet that God's given me, a platform, and so I look at it as a job. So if someone follows CWSBA on Twitter, actually it's my handle, it's @empowered, they're going to get inspiration every day. So you're going to have some people on Twitter that are talking about what they had for breakfast or what they're going to do next week. But I really feel strongly that God's called me to encourage women. So I stay so focused on that. Everything we do for CWSBA is about encouraging and building up women. So on Twitter and Facebook, every single day we're doing daily encouragements. We're also getting ready to start an online Bible study for women all over the country because I want every woman in America to be able to have this kind of fellowship that we're having here in San Antonio. I mean, it really did change my life. I started this, you know, to help other women, and I think I'm the one that God has touched the most out of this. So we're doing the online Bible study. We're doing getting ready to relaunch an online magazine that we did, too, when we first started. But that way we can highlight some of our members and give marketing advice and inspirational advice. And then we just have a lot of tools to help women grow their business.
Now, Anna, you mentioned the San Diego chapter. Do you all meet physically also?
No, actually, it's a San Antonio chapter, but we meet once a month, and sometimes more often, because what ended up happening is that we just built real, genuine friendships. These women have changed my life, and I'll share a little bit more about that when I share my testimony, but we meet every month, and in between sometimes, I know some of their families, and we just really do life together, but every month God shows up, and it's never about me or any one person. It's about these women getting together that are on fire for God, and it's like, where do we go from here? We all love God, so let's meet. And it's just
terrific. So tell me your testimony. We've got maybe 6 or 7 minutes left in the show.
Okay. Well, a lot of it, God is still unfolding to me now because I didn't realize it. But when I was 3 years old, sorry to go back that long. I promise this is going to be super fast. But when I was 3 years old, I was kidnapped. And everyone had told my mom that I was dead. There's no way that I could still be alive.
Wow.
But it was truly a miracle that she found me 8 months later. But when she found me, like I can guess that any mother would do, she was just really fearful. And so a lot of times we were hiding. When everyone else was doing the sleepovers and all of that, I wasn't allowed to go, you know, stay the night and all that. So, I mean, it sounds silly now that I'm an adult, but when I look at how that carried over later into high school or even elementary, I would be hiding on the playground or in high school, when I definitely should have been over this, I remember hiding in the bathroom a few times, and I just see now how what started at 3 years old followed me throughout my life because I didn't have that relationship with God to say, hey, you don't need to be here. I have a plan for you, and I can see that now. But I just, living that life of fear and and it was really lonely too. So the fact that God could place me in a unique situation where I have so many amazing friends, or where I can share openly without fear or without feeling like I have to hide, is my testimony. That's the true miracle, that God reached his hand down into my little self-made cave where I tried to shut the rest of the world out, and he pulled me out. And when I didn't want to come out, he sent people in after me. He sent me these amazing women. My friend Linda De La Garza, who would not stop calling me and loving me and encouraging me and telling me who I am in Christ, and just a whole bunch of other women and a whole bunch of other people that didn't let me stay where I was at.
Now, let me ask you this. Just my curiosity is overwhelming me. So who kidnapped you, and how did they find you?
Oh, this is a whole other show, but I'll tell you the details.
Yeah, just a 1 or 2 minute summary. Who kidnapped you, and how'd they find you?
It was my biological father who kidnapped me. And this sounds so crazy, too, but back then there's all the hippies. And so I always tell my mom, you were such a hippie. But she was in a cult, and when she realized what she was in, she said, I'm out of here. And she left, and so then that's when he came after me. And the whole story is a miracle, because when everyone said I was dead, she didn't give up. She didn't have an address. All she had was a P.O. box number, and she loaded up her car on her own and, you know, drove and flew to Mexico, found me on, like, the tip of Mexico with only a P.O. box address.
This is a book, Anna. You've got to write your story. I mean, this is just amazing. I'm moved to tears by just the notion of kidnapped. And aren't we so often kidnapped by the enemy and held hostage under false pretenses, and that God never gives up looking for us, just like your mom, and reaches in and grabs us. I mean, this is very moving. So who does the research for you? How do you get your sources for daily encouragement?
Well, I pray a lot. And you know what? This is also going to be a surprise to some people, but a lot of it is what God is speaking to me. So if I'm struggling with a certain sin, or if there's something that God's pointing out to me, or if he's pushing me out of my comfort zone, a place that I don't want to go, I tweet about it, and that's why I take it so personally, like I said, almost like a job.
Wow. This is just amazing. So Christian women, do you have any idea how many Christian women there are in business? I don't know the answer, but maybe you do.
Well, I don't either, but the fact that 600 women in my tiny little town have signed up blows me away. And I'm like, if we have 600 here, we're considered, you know, we're not one of the big cities. I am just wondering how many other women there are all over the country that are saying, hey, I'm ready to rise up too.
Wow.
I don't want to do life alone anymore.
Okay, so you've got 45 seconds to give the 1 or 2 sentence exhortation to Christian women in business. What do you want to say to us?
Okay, the one thing that I want to tell you is that it's time to rise up and shine. God didn't call you to sit on the sidelines of your life. And I'm reminded of the story in the Bible of the lame man who sat at the healing pool for 38 years. And he never jumped in. And when Jesus said, do you want to be healed? The first thing he gave were excuses. I can't do it because there's no one to put, you know, push me in the pool. And he gave all these excuses, and Jesus said, pick up your mat and walk. And I felt like Jesus told me that too. And it takes courage. It takes faith. Do I believe that God is who he says he is, that he can do what he says he can do? And I promise you, friend, that he can. So I just want to say to rise up and shine, and to start living out the life that God's called you to.
Oh, wow. Anna, you have such an amazing ministry. I just feel the anointing on you. So, listeners, check out Anna, A-N-N-A, at CWSBA.com. Get inspiration. And, Anna, rise and shine, and you have certainly inspired me today.
Thank you so much, Lori Beth. You have done the same for me for so many years through your books.
Blessings to you. Listeners, go out and make it a God day. Amen.
Amen.